The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.
Good morning. It's just about 31 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Hannah Flohr. I'm your host for The Common Good this morning here on KFSK Petersburg. And I'm joined in Studio One by Cindy McDonald. Morning, Cindy.
Morning.
As well as Nancy Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jessica Toth.
Good morning.
Good morning. And they're all here to talk with me today about a statewide organization that works for GED preparation and testing. And Nancy and Cindy, you guys are both tutors with the program.
Yes, correct.
And Jessica, you have actually been through the program yourself.
Yes, I am.
So can we start with a quick description of the program? What is it that you do as tutors?
Well, as tutors, we meet with interested students and explain the program to them first to find out what they're looking for and explain how it works. And then we do a registration form for them and an assessment called the TABE. And then after that, we meet with them one-on-one. We have flexible schedules for meeting with students, and we help them get started figuring out a study plan. And we provide materials, and it's a really nice program for students who are interested in pursuing their GED.
And when you say students, do you mean potential students, or is it somebody who is already enrolled in some sort of program? Maybe anybody?
Potential students.
Okay, so anybody at all in the public.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's establish, in case people don't have a super clear understanding of what the GED is. Nancy, can you tell us what the GED is?
It's having the opportunity to get a diploma without... A lot of people have not yet finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to get that diploma-like, you know, generalized education diploma. Is that what GED is?
Okay. I did not know that's what
yep,
it stood for.
Yep. And so oftentimes we have people who are either already out of the school system
mm-hmm.
as far as age goes, or don't have the opportunity to do that. Like for Jessica, she came from China and needed that extra, mm. you know, needed that... diploma for here, or that certification for here,
yeah.
and working and things like that. It's an opportunity for people who maybe have dropped out or just struggled, or maybe homeschool, but maybe didn't finish a program in order to graduate from that way. Or there's just a lot of opportunities for people who would like to get a diploma
mm-hmm.
that didn't have the opportunity mm-hmm. to get it in school.
Okay. And the benefits of having a GED are that you can work. You know, a lot of jobs have that requirement, a GED
right.
or
and if
a high
they decide that they ever want to go on to extra, education of any
yeah.
kind, they need to have that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would love to hear a little bit about how both of you got involved in the program working as tutors.
Well, I had been working for the school district at the high school as a tutor for probably about a decade, and was really interested in continuing to work with students in some way. And when I saw that CERC was advertising for adult education tutors, I wanted to be a part of that, so I applied and got started. And I've been working with the program here since 2016. And it's, you know, sometimes we've had a few students at a time, and sometimes we've just had a couple. So it's varied with the number of students that we've helped through the years, but we've had several graduates, and Nancy started working with me in 2017, I think it was. So we worked together, kind of share the job.
Hmm.
Actually, Cindy approached me because she was getting ready to go on vacation, and we had students, and she said, do you think you'd be interested in helping?
Yeah,
I am a paraprofessional at the high school,
hmm.
and so that just fell right into my... you know, what I already do. And mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. It's just a couple of, you know, it was a couple of hours, a few days a week when we actually have students that want to have tutoring. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of fell right into place with that. And so I actually am the fill-in when Cindy's gone.
Oh, okay.
Other words, I usually direct everybody to Cindy.
Well.
And, but I've had numerous times where, you know, I've had kids and they've even come because of their schedule and when they needed to meet. And it was so close to when I was getting off work that they've actually come to the school and we've gone into the library right after my work. So I can just go straight from one classroom into the library and together we worked in there. So
that's great. Mm-hmm. You guys both said that you really enjoy it. What is it that you enjoy about it?
Well, I just really enjoy helping students to learn and achieve their goals. It just is very satisfying to be able to see a student progress and do what they're trying to do and have success at it. So that really appeals to me, and it's made it really enjoyable.
And I'm very similar along that. I think a lot of people who come to the GED program are coming very apprehensive as to whether or not this is something that they can do. They want to have that degree, but they're scared, or they're concerned that they have forgotten a lot, or this is going to be really difficult. Maybe they struggled in school with learning, and they're afraid that this is going to be a very similar situation. And it's, I don't know, it's really enjoyable just to be able to help people recognize that learning can be a fun thing, learning can be an enjoyable thing, and it can be an achievable thing.
Mm. Right. And all the students that we work with can all work at their own pace. They're allowed to, you know, just proceed at whatever pace they'd like to and study with us. We provide all the help and materials that we can. I should explain that there are four different tests involved for a student to pass and in order to get their GED credential. And those are science, social studies, language arts, and math. And so those tests, too, a student is able to take those tests three different times to retake them if needed. And then there's a short waiting period if they'd like to take one again. So there's really not that much pressure in terms of time or passing score or something, and we're there to help. There's also a practice test that students can take before they take the official test, which shows them exactly where they are on the score and gives them some study helps, and we can look at that together and figure out what needs to be looked at more in order to get a higher score if needed. So there's it's nice to have the pressure taken off in a way for some of the testing for any student who's interested.
It sounds like it's built in a way that it can be really, really flexible and be done in whatever way is going to help the student mm-hmm. achieve.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah. We recently had a student that was in high school, well, had struggled through high school with medical reasons of being out of school a lot, and just was, as far as credits go, falling farther and farther behind, and just was so overwhelmed with, this will never happen for me. I will never actually get all the credits that I need in order to be able to graduate. And that was a perfect situation for this student to be able to do the GED. And when he came to us and got started, he actually did it all in just a matter of probably 5 or 6 months.
He was very motivated and very successful.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. And actually, he completed his GED in May. His graduating class was graduating at the end of May. And it was really interesting because he came to graduation that night, and while he wasn't able to sit with the kids or walk with the kids, they still announced that he had gotten his diploma.
It was heartwarming.
It was, I mean, the smile on his face was just huge, mm-hmm. and it was so awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I can imagine that flexibility works in so many different ways.
Yes.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Jessica, you've been sitting here listening. I would love to hear about your experience. How did you start out with this GED program?
I'm very interested when the beginning, GED that time didn't even start. First year when I come to here, it's kind of like you come to a different country. Mm-hmm. You don't know any, you know, kind of like what to, you know, talking to people, mm-hmm. need a kind of a different culture. You kind of like transform yourself to different country. Kind of like everything, you're kind of nervous about it. And I just want to kind of like have some kind of education, know about this country where I live in. Mm. I want to get into it as my second home, hometown, you know, kind of, because my kids at that time were young. So I just want to make a good example for my kids.
Mm.
So that's make me started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it helped as sort of a cultural education as well to adjust to living here in Petersburg.
Yeah. Because first year, I really kind of like when I come to here that time, that year was really, really beautiful year. Whole summer, we probably only have a couple of days of rain.
Uh-huh.
Whole day, you know, was, you know, every day kind of sunny days. Me and my kids really enjoying here, you know. So that's make me just feel like I need to do some more. And, mm-hmm. You know, make sure my kids enjoying here and, you know, give a good time every day. And not just for education, I want to be able to communicate with the community, mm-hmm. and the people I know. And I want to be, you know, one of them in here. So I really love this town anyway.
Yeah.
Enjoy every day here.
What was the GED process like? Cindy, I know you said you and Jessica worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica, you were saying before we turned the mics on that you worked at this program for 3 years?
Yeah. A long period of time.
Yeah.
Because that time I was need to work and only for a little bit of time, and I have to take this. But I think every day I go to the class, mm-hmm. even sometimes halfway fall asleep, but still I learn something, you know. Mm. So I was so confident for that, you know, process.
Mm.
And every day I know something more than before the day. So even the process is slow and, you know, small, you know, but I still feel, you know, grateful.
Yeah.
Have, you know, this program I have in, and, you know, really appreciate it. Cindy and, you know, Nancy, they're working for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, you know, more people know this and go in. Just give yourself a little bit of time and, you know, your life will be more confident.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever kind of a job you go and you know you can do it, you mm-hmm. know. If I can do, everybody can do, I would say.
And I know that there's an English language portion of the program as well. Did you do that at the same time you did the GED, or were you focusing mostly on the GED portion?
I just did the...
Yeah, I think mostly we just focused on the subjects. And, you know, Jessica learned English as she went along with the vocabulary that we had to work with.
Oh, that's neat.
That's right. We do have the ability to help students with English language acquisition and a couple of other things, including the citizenship exam.
Mm-hmm.
As adult educators, we provide those services too. But mostly we focus on GED.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I want to give a little bit of background about this program. You know, anytime there's a free program like this, I always want to know, how is it free? You know, where does this program come from and how is it possible? And so I actually called up the program. It's called CERC, the Southeast Regional Resource Center. And I called them up and asked them a bunch of questions. And it was created in 1976. So it's been around for a long time, and it was actually created with an act of the Alaska legislature. They created all of these different regional resource centers that then were supporting K through 12, and they basically gave them a little bit of seed money, and they were like, here you go, good luck. And they all had to independently find their own revenue streams after that, and they were registered nonprofits. And every single one of them around the state eventually failed, except for the Southeast Resource Center, which eventually took over the whole state. So now the Southeast Alaska Resource Center serves the entire state of Alaska, mm-hmm. even though it's called the Southeast Alaska Regional Resource Center. And they have branched out into all different services. You know, they I was just over at the school board meeting. They were talking about the things that CERC provides. They still do K-12, but they also do GED, and they do all sorts of different things. And so they have been able to find revenue streams through state and federal grants that have made it possible for them to provide all of these resources. Mm-hmm. So that's the sort of long-winded backstory to how it is possible for folks all around the state of Alaska to get free GED tutoring, as well as a bunch of other support services for K-12 and other things. So going back to the program, what would you say makes this program successful for somebody? What is going to make a person get the most out of it?
Well, one thing that I think can help a lot is that the program is sort of individualized, sort of tailored for each student. We look closely with them at their assessment scores and try to see, you know, where they might need help to start with or to build on before we get started. And we have a lot of materials that they can use to work with, workbooks and all kinds of instructional books. There's also for some students, there's an online program called GED Academy, which has worked in the past, especially during the pandemic. It was we had a couple of students who used that program the whole time and graduated with it. It's sort of a self-paced kind of program where it takes you through the different subjects and it goes back if it finds that you are needing help with one subject a little bit more, and it will start emphasizing more about that subject. So that's another option, and the online version. But the one-on-one help that we provide is really helpful for a lot of students, just because you know, we're able to meet with them and see how they're doing one at a time and give them encouragement and support.
Hmm. Jessica, I'm curious what you've seen the results be of your GED program.
For me, myself, I think that's really kind of helped me so much. I cannot say enough about this. Because why I see that, because a couple years ago, my husband passed away. That's a big hit for me. My head was just not in the right, you know, sense to see that. But anyway, thing is, that time I really realized how much this helps me. You know, all the documents I have to read by myself. I need to go find all the process by myself. You know, that's really kind of a big sense for me in my life, I would say. Mm-hmm. And after my getting my GED, that's a whole, you know, different levels when I reading the documents or do the documents, you know, talk with people. Kind of make me more of a confident afterward, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I can, you know, after I've done all of that documents by myself and go communicate with everybody who I need to talk with. So I would say my life is a little bit different than before. Make me individually more confident than before. And also, you know, for the man side, I would say if I can do that, I can do much more than that. So every day kind of just like you look yourself as different person, and you can, you know, make a high level of yourself, and you can achieve everything you set your man on, yeah. I would say. That's what my feels like. All thanks for this, what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had talked about your kids and how you wanted to do it for your kids.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've seen the results of that in your children afterward?
Yeah, you know, because before I learned this, because sometimes I know, just like example, the math, I tried to teach my son to do it. That time he was in the elementary school, He said, Mama, you don't know, my teacher didn't teach me this way. Because I don't know how to explain it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do it, but I don't know how to explain it, you know, on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
But after I start to learn, that's the first subject I learned. So after I learned that, you know, I teach him and explaining to him everything laid on the paper. He, after that, he really kind of like look up to me and respect me, who I am, you know, what mm-hmm. I do, you know. Not like before, Mama, you don't know this.
You learned that you were capable, and he also learned that you were capable.
Yeah. So I was so, you know, I'm sure my kids are proud of me, what I do now and what I learned before, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm so happy for that.
Yeah. What has surprised you about working with this program?
Well, for a lot of students that we've worked with, I think their dedication, like Jessica, their commitment to it, and their the changes that, you know, that result from it are you know, always hoped for, but is really great to see. So for mm-hmm. me, I guess I would say that.
I think for me, I appreciate the fact that learning that getting your GED, while it does take time and it takes commitment to do it just because of the length of the subjects and things like that, but the flexibility and the ease. I firmly believe that it's a lot easier than people think that it is. Sometimes because you're so programmed to think, like when you were in high school, you know, these classes that last a semester long and you get one credit out of that, or you know, having to take all of this these extra classes in order to learn, where it's very much in a condensed version. Mm-hmm. And if you're a decent reader and you can read and you have good comprehension, the GED is a lot easier than I think most people think that it is. I think a lot of people look at it and think that it's this insurmountable type of a thing, when really it isn't. Mm-hmm. It, you know, and you can break it up into pieces, do pieces at a time. We highly encourage people to just focus on one test, just focus on this one subject. Let's mm-hmm. test and get through that. It's not like learn it all and then have to go in and take this test, this test, this test. It's just one subject, one test, mm-hmm. and you're a quarter of the way done. And then one subject, one test, halfway done, so on. So I think that just makes it a lot more manageable, and I appreciate the flexibility mm-hmm. with it. You know, you can put it into, you can be a full-time, you know, someone who has a full-time job and also a full-time parent, and just carve out a little bit of time each day to be able to continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely people who have already, if you've made it through your sophomore, junior year in high school, it really is most of what you need to know is you have the majority of that of that knowledge already.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of stepping forward and taking care of the rest of it and actually finishing it, taking those tests and getting that diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What about you, Jessica? What surprised you about the process?
I think during the process, I just kind of like grow myself to the different level of my life. I think it's a huge change for my life. I never think about it before, how I can be turned like today.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much of, you know, just like before, just to think about my little family, take care of my kids, or just be a good mom. You know, after that, I was, you know, I would say, feel like, because with my business, I can help more people than before. Because before I was talking, sometimes it didn't make sense to people. They don't understand what I'm talking about most of the time. I want to explain certain things. I want to talk to them to get better, you know, of you know, their lives. So that's encouraged me to do better job. Mm-hmm. So I think that the GED really helps me to, you know, my knowledge help me to make this efficient to explaining everything to the people I want to talk with,
mm-hmm.
communications. Yeah.
It sounds like it's really affected so many different aspects of your life.
Yeah, definitely do. That's 100%, you know, increase my knowledge, you know, in that few years I was in the GD, you know, program.
I think confidence is something that we kind of overlook. I mean, I've heard Jessica say it numerous times. I've seen it on the faces of students. I've seen it in their demeanor afterwards. While you are getting this diploma and it is helping you to be able to move forward and to do some other things that you wouldn't have been able to do without it, the confidence that they have in knowing that they've completed this and that they were able to complete this is huge.
I feel like education can really open up a lot of possibilities for people in general. Sometimes it can reveal an interest in something that someone may not have even known that they were interested in, just some of the reading and discussing that we do and studying that we do together. And it just adds to, it just opens up a person's world in lots of different ways.
I think as an adult too, I know for me, when I was in high school, I struggled. I look back now and I'm 100% positive I was an ADD student. I really struggled in focusing and learning, you know, when somebody's up at the board for a half hour and my brain was all over the place. But as an adult, I love the learning environment. That's one of the things I love about my job being a paraprofessional is I get to be in class and every day I get to learn as well. I mean, you know, just those little things that maybe I had forgotten that I didn't remember before. But I guess what I'm trying to say is learning is so much easier for me now than it was for me when I was younger. And that's something I would really like to encourage people who maybe are adults and really struggled in school, that as you mature and as you get older, learning actually becomes easier. And the subject matters of what you are learning seem more interesting to you than they did back when you were in high school. That's just something to think about, that maybe if it looks unsurmountable to you, that maybe it really isn't. And again, it's one subject at a time. We break it up and you can go at your own pace. I've seen people say, hey, I want to do the GED and sign up for it in December and have graduated in January. And then other people, you know, may take a while just due to language barriers and understanding and things like that. And some for others, it takes a while because of time. You just don't have the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point about it getting easier when you're older. I have had the same experience. And I think that when you just when you know yourself well enough to figure out what you're interested in, it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think having a chance to have one-on-one instruction as opposed to being in a classroom, I think for a lot of students, it's easier to learn that way. You know, you can
definitely,
you don't feel the pressure of your peers necessarily, or you know, you're able to ask questions more easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if folks are interested, we're almost out of time, but if folks are interested in getting a hold of you to participate in this program, how do they find you?
They can text either one of us. My phone number is 907-650-7270.
And mine is 907-518-1314.
And if you didn't get that, you can always call the radio station and I will pass the information along.
Do we still have flyers?
We do.
Okay. There are still flyers up around. I know that there's one at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it has our phone numbers on there and how to reach us as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.